Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she wants to know if she's the jerk for cutting off her sister after a fight.
Family drama. I'm into it.
Yeah, we're going to find out for sure. Okay, is she the jerk for cutting off her sister after a fight? Hello. She starts, hello.
Hello.
Back in September, I called my mother-in-law to talk about something personal and medical related. I left a message and a little bit later got a call back from my sister-in-law instead. I know I've been with my husband 20 years, so I call my mother-in-law mom. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law assumed I was in the area and could go to lunch with them because they live a ways away from us. When I told her I was not available and called to talk to mom about something else, she cut the call short and said, okay, bye. We're going to grab lunch, and hung up on me.
Oh.
Fast forward a few hours and my mother-in-law calls me. We had our convo and all was well. Next thing I know, the sister-in-law calls me back asking why I wanted to talk to mom. When I was honest and told her it was about something personal with female issues, she said, why would mom talk to you about that?
What?
She stuck her nose into it and got defensive and said, I don't know why I'm talking to you about this. My response was, because you called and asked. She got more angry, hung up on me again, and called my husband, her brother, and told him to check his wife.
Okay. Oh, petitious on top of petitious.
My husband laughed at her and said, take it up with me. She also unfriended me on Facebook. Ah!
Oh, my gosh.
The drama is high.
Yeah.
She has reached out to me 3 times now, and I will not take her calls or reply to her text. Am I the jerk for cutting contact with her? Thank you.
Man, this one's weird because I wish we knew what exactly was happening.
I know.
Depending on what it is, obviously it's none of her business, but y'all have been married 20 years. That is your sister too. And why wouldn't you just tell her if you're already talking to technically her mother about it?
Yeah.
Why not just share it with the class?
See?
Ugh.
Exactly.
Why? And why is this? Why is she matching energies with her sister?
This is the thing. I just think you need to... The cutting people off. The problem is there's people you can cut off and there's people you can't cut off.
Right.
The sister-in-law is not going to work.
Sister-in-law is not somebody.
Even though she's annoying.
That part.
She's annoying, but you can't cut her off. It's not, you can't.
And it's almost like I see you're petty and I raise you a petitious. Yeah.
Which then makes you the jerk.
And it keeps
the problem.
And it keeps going and going and going. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, your sister-in-law also probably understands what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a support system right
totally.
Now.
Totally.
No?
You should. You should.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to let the listeners decide. You were feeling like what?
I was feeling crazy for a second. Like, am I wrong for calling her the jerk in the situation.
No.
She seems like she's the one that's taking it above the necessary.
She's making two wrongs don't make a right. Matching the petitious with more petitious. Somebody said, not the jerk, the sister-in-law needs to grow up. But then somebody said, well, she got unfriended on Facebook. That's when you know stuff got serious.
Mm-hmm. Or not, because we got friends that unfriend you on Facebook for less.
Somebody said there's a reason why she didn't feel comfortable telling her sister.
Sure.
Why are people entitled to everyone's business, family or not? Because it's good. Just kidding.
Everybody love to talk, man.
Right?
Hey, listen, once mom knows, everybody knows.
For real. Come on. 414-533-1037. Is Jen the jerk for cutting off her sister because her sister was being petitious? So now she's, instead of making up with her, she's going to go, screw it. I'm going to raise you one.
Yikes. Let's find out.
Oh, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is why I love our listeners. It goes from, good morning, cut her off, she's toxic, to, you know, be nice, be the good person, be the better person.
So what you're saying is we're kind of split in the text right now.
Jen wants to know if she's the jerk for basically not wanting to make up with her sister-in-law. Her sister-in-law's driving her crazy and definitely overstepping the boundaries.
Yeah.
But instead of actually trying to call her back after the sister's called multiple times, she's going, nah, I'm just cutting her off. I'm done.
You're not even addressing
You gotta at some point communicate.
You're not going to see each other again? Really?
If you didn't have to see each other, I don't know. Maybe we're saying too much. Let's start with Sarah this morning in Kenosha. Who has a theme song, by the way? And we've missed you, Sarah. Welcome back.
Oh, I miss you guys, too.
Sarah, what do we think? Is Jen a jerk? Because the sister-in-law's reached out 3 times. She's not taking the calls. She's cutting off contact. Is she the jerk?
Oh, she is the jerk.
Okay.
She is.
Okay,
go
why?
On.
If you're not... And obviously, like, we don't have the full story of what happened, but if the sister-in-law is trying to make amends and you're not expressing your own feelings, how is she supposed to know what happened? Like,
that's,
yes, clearly she overstepped a boundary, but you have to use words, be an adult.
That's kind of where I lean towards jerk, because it's like, well, at some point, you're going to have to communicate. We do this where we don't want to deal with it, and I'm guilty of this, too. There's multiple... you know, conflicts I don't want to deal with certain people. And we can get away with that, but not your family or people that you're going to have to see again. You have to address those things.
Not your closest individuals.
Yeah, that's where it cannot be, screw it, I'm done with them. No, that doesn't work either.
There isn't closing
and locking
the door.
She's trying to out-petty, and it's just giving jerk.
But the toxic side of me is going, screw that girl. I don't need her drama in my life. I'm not playing with the sister-in-law anymore, so screw her. The toxic side of me is like, no, I'm done.
So when you go to the next family function and you're both there, you're going to say what up to everybody but your sister-in-law.
Yeah, 100%,
right.
Which is even worse.
Is she expecting her husband not to speak to his sister anymore?
That part.
He doesn't care. She said that he laughed about the whole thing.
Oh, that's true. He's a dude. He doesn't care.
And he told his sister to take it up with his wife because he's like, I'm not getting involved in this. This is dumb.
That's y'all drama, not mine. Get up out of here. But no, Sarah says, it's giving jerk.
Okay, Sarah, thank you for calling.
Appreciate you, Sarah. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Have a happy snowy Friday, guys.
You too, bye.
You had to trigger me, didn't you?
Dang it, Sarah.
Rude.
We were doing so good.
Dang it. Fine. Amelia is calling this morning in Milwaukee. Another one of our regulars got her own theme song. Called 5 days in a row. Hey, Amelia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Well, Sarah said
this is
jerk.
BS. From 90 degrees to this, what the heck?
I know. Seriously, Amelia.
They just came back from a cruise.
Oh, you're the ones who came back from spring break.
I think she's not a jerk. I think the sister-in-law needs to put her big panties on and respect her wishes with her relationship with her mother.
Ooh.
And be grateful that she has a good relationship with her mom.
That is true. That's a good take.
That's true. That's
where I look at it. And what she's going through, she doesn't want to say anything yet whatever the case may be.
Because she put in here what it was she wanted to talk about. Do you guys really want to know?
I low-key do want
menopause.
To know.
Menopause.
Oh.
So that's why she called the mother-in-law, which makes total sense. But you're calling someone older because they've been through it, is my point. That's why she called the mom, not the sister.
Not the sister.
She's probably in her 40s, wondering things, or 30s, or whatever, 50s, I don't know. And she's like, I need advice. So she calls the mother-in-law. Does that change anyone's point of view? So she called her about a topic that made sense.
It makes her even more of the jerk.
No, because if you look at it, menopause, depending on your history, because I look it up and I work in a medical field, it can start earliest as 40.
Yeah. So, but I'm saying that's why Jen. That's why Jen called the mother-in-law. She said, I called her. I said a female issue, but it's menopause. You guys want to know the reason? So when I see that too, I go, well, of course she's calling the mom. The mom's been through it.
Yeah, but then why reserve the information from your sister-in-law?
Because it's a personal thing, and some women don't want to talk about menopause. It's very a big deal for them. It's a coming of age the opposite way. it's the opposite.
It's a thing for us. Men do not go through what women go through. We get birth, you go through moosings, you go through a lot of stuff. Hey. What do men go through?
I love when Amelia gets fired up.
Why am I catching strays here?
Because you made your wife pregnant twice, and it's your fault.
Oh, I'm the bad guy. No, I'm hearing what you guys are saying, but at the same time, think about it. That sister-in-law is eventually going to go through the exact same thing.
I don't know. The sister-in-law needs to be respected, and I don't know. Who knows? Maybe she seemed like a little, I don't like to share my mom's type of deal. I don't know. We really don't know the story like everybody says, you know?
Right.
But other than that, I think she was out of order, getting mad, calling her and being, so I don't know. I just could get some.
I agree with that. The sister-in-law was way overstepping.
Yeah. True. Listen, she started
it
off.
She needs to give her space for now. And then when the time is the right time to talk about it, then she's like, look, you know, maybe. Like I said, we don't know.
Amelia says, not the jerk now, but eventually she better come around or she will be the jerk.
True.
Okay, got
okay.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Amelia.
You, Amelia.
Yes, have a nice one.
You too, bye.
She's right. Sometimes you need space and then you're ready to talk about it. Not everybody wants, some people want to talk about it right away. Some people need space to process. People are totally different when it comes to talking out their conflicts.
I get that. And I do like what Amelia said, as long as you don't leave that door closed. Mm-hmm. Because what it feels like is you're just cutting it.
That's why she would be a jerk then.
You're done.
Then she'd be a jerk for that.
Right.
See? Mm-hmm. Chelsea's in Burlington because we're split down the middle. Sarah said jerk. Amelia said not the jerk. Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning.
Well,
you get to be the tiebreaker. What do you say?
I say she's not the jerk.
Ooh.
Go on.
I personally don't think it's the sister-in-law's business. And truthfully, I think there's like a multitude of reasons that led up to this cutting off. Mm. I don't think this is what is, like, I guess the main reason why she's being cut off.
This is kind of what
sealed the deal.
Yep.
Personally, I have two sisters. One of them, I know I can trust. I tell her everything. My other sister, I love her to death. I tell her a portion, but she also likes to talk.
Mm.
So anything personal, I don't tell her because I don't want the whole world to know.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think she's the jerk.
Okay.
I think the sister-in-law is the jerk. She shouldn't have deleted her off of Facebook. That kind of started.
She started it with the going so far that she pushed it. Yeah, because if you unfriend someone, you have to be serious.
If my sister-in-law called my husband and said, your wife better check herself.
Honestly, I'd love to be at that next family get together just with my tea sitting back, my popcorn on the couch, like, hello.
Chelsea said, and I felt that one. That was real. She said, boy.
What I love is all these women have no issues with they have sister-in-laws, but now they're mad at their sister-in-laws or pretend ones because this is triggering them. They're like, you know what? Say it to my face.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Chelsea works it out for us. Mm-hmm. Not the jerk. Appreciate your call, Chelsea.
Of course. Have a good day, you guys.
You too.
Bye.
That's not the jerk. So they're saying she doesn't have to make up with her.
All right. Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, really though.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.